Okay. We're going to listen to the Rav from the hours. Before we go back to it, we're at the bottom two lines of the page, but I just want to connect it back to Beis Hamikdash. On Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara had the Shaila if there's Hezekiah or there's no Hezekiah. And the Gemara said Toshma from this Mishnah. Said a Toshma from here. Toshma, in Chokhmah, it's a Patsy, the Dalar Amis was there, Dalar Amis was there. The Yeshbai, Dalar Amis for this and Dalar Amis for this, okay. My Lab Bekaisel. Isn't it talking with a wall? Rabban says, where in this Mishnah is the Mashma anything about a Kaisel? Rabban is Matmiya, Dima, Bezim and Bez. He says, where in this sugi is the mashma we're talking about a kaisel? But the Gemara says, my love a kaisel. The Gemara says, no, without a kaisel. By the receivers. Where is the mashma in this Mishnah that we're talking about a kaisel? And that is not clear. But some Seifus says a very nice pshat. Some Seifus says, the Mishnah says that you need Dalar Amis Lazer, Dalar Amis Lazer. The Ritva says that's besides the Kaisel. Besides the wall, they put a wall between them. That takes up whatever the Minyan Hamedina is certain with. You need Dalan Amis Lazer, Dalan Amis Lazer, besides the Kaisel. How is that mashma from the Mishnah? So say, this is beautiful. It says, why does it say in Chokin as a Chotzer, Achie Arba Amis Lazer, Ba Arba Amis Lazer? It should say, in Chokin as a Chotzer, Achie Baruch Shmeina Amis. A Chotzer Baruch Shmeina Amis is split. Less than Shmeina Amis, you don't split. Why does he use a Lashin of Dalan Amis Lazer and Dalan Amis Lazer? It's an extra Lashin for no reason. But for some cipher, because you can't say the Chotzer has 8 hours. Because you have to deduct the Kaisel. So that's why it says Dalar Amis Lazer, Dalar Amis Lazer, to tell you that after you deduct whatever is needed for the Kaisel, so then what remains is the Chalutza. Dalar Amis Lazer, Dalar Amis Lazer. It would say Shemayna Amis, you think the Kaisel goes into the Cheshma. Dalar Amis Lazer, Dalar Amis Lazer. So it's not included in the Cheshma. That's how it's Marum is in the Mishnah, that there's a Kaisel. So it's a very nice chat, and we follow for halacha. It's talking with the kaisel. Gemara says, "Why the misipus who wants to answer the madiyama has a real ashmei hesem." Well, Ladina, we follow with the kaisel. However, in the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma that there is no kaisel. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about it. This halacha of seif in the mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say a thing about a kaisel. So in the Sukkot David. He answers the Chasam Seifer Sahara. If you hold to it without a Kaisel, what do you do with Sahara? Why does it say Davos Lazev and Davos Lazev? So he answers, because sometimes you have a Chotzer where one person has a two-third ownership and one person owns a third. You can have a Chotzer where they're not equal shifting. One person owns more than the other. If you would say, if a Chotzer has 8 amis, you split. What would be the din if one person owns two-thirds and one person owns one-third? You would think you also split. So it has to use a lashon, Dalar Amis Lazer, Dalar Amis Lazer, to tell you that each person has to end up with Dalar Amis. If one owns two-thirds and one owns one-third, it has to be a 12 amis. One owns three-quarters, one owns a quarter, it has to be a 16 amis. So that's the reason for the lashon, Dalar Amis Lazer, Dalar Amis Lazer. That's his answer. So Ramban says, as Ramban says that the whole parak is talking about a wall, so this Mishnah is also talking about a wall. But that's Ramban's parak. And okay, so the Gemara says, "Why the mistakes?" But this is that's not true that every Mishnah is talking about a wall. Okay, let's see the new Gemara. Omer Amen. Hi Peira de Sufli Yeshla Arba Amis Lachaluach Luach. What is Peira de Sufli? Very strange. We read it. It's a place where you throw pits. Big deal. You throw your pits someplace. And the answer is we're not even talking about a garbage dump. A place where garbage is thrown, which is usable as animal food. They didn't have paper bags or plastic containers. Their garbage were the fields and the pits of the food. So they had a area, Chafira in the Chatzar, where Garibe Tamarim, Rashi makes it sound like just Garibe Tamarim, but it can't be. You know, a place where you only throw pits to death for days, how many days could you eat already? It means they should throw all of the psilos there. So if a person has such a garbage pit, he gets Pella, Dalet Amis L'chol Ruach. Very Shver Gemara. So is this Vayta talking? We said like Rashi that the Gemara, when it said Pesach L'cholechad, was talking Dafka when a father is Chayim L'chassav, not by Shutfim. Is this talking Dafka in such a case? We don't know. But you have to remember that even in Rashi, the Rosh brought that Rashi was saying Pshat and Rafuna. In Rav Chista, who says Dalet Amis L'cholechad Ve'echad, he brought Chalkin at least that held that it's talking even by Shutfim. If that's the case, so this also L'chayra is talking in the case of Shutfim. But if that's the case, it's a very difficult Rashi. The way to learn the Gemara Pashup Shat, you have a garbage dump, you get Dalet Amis all around. Clear. You gain so much. The whole Chatzar is 8 Amis. If you have a place where you throw your garbage, now you get Dalet Amis all around it, extra.
How did this person get the cards?
Right?
How did he get the Bible somewhere?
I had to be that when he started it, it was something that was the derech to have. The derech of Shutfim to have such a thing in a Chatzar. Otherwise he can't in the first place.
So each person had it.
Each person wanted had it. Somebody had it. He had it. Somebody didn't have it. But, so the Rashba doesn't learn Pshat the way I just teached him, which is Rashi. The Rashba learns, Yesh Lai Arbam L'chol Ruach V'Ruach means he could choose Dalet Amis to any one of the Ruchas he wants. So to get the garbage out of a garbage dump, you don't need all sides. Gemara is saying any one side you could pick. And there's no one side that's designated, so then you could choose any one side. So the Rashba learns that it's talking, you only get Dalet Amis no matter what. But the Chol Ruach V'Ruach means you could choose which side you want to be the side on which you have a Pesach. So the Rashba learns. The Rush and the Muki Yosef bring a Machlaikis Rishayim, it's actually in the Rishayim. What we're talking about here, about Dalet Amis by the door, or Dalet Amis by the opening of a sukhli, of a garbage hole. Rishayim says, not the way we learned for a Thursday. We learned, you get Dalet Amis near your door, finished. You get those Dalet Amis and the Zehu and the rest of the Yisrael. We spoke about the fact that it's just not Mistamer, that if a person will make six doors, he'll get an extra 24 Amis. Not Mistamer. Rishami learns, when we say you get Dalet Amis, it means you get use of the Dalet Amis. You have a right to use the Dalet Amis near your door. When you're not using it, the other person can use it too. You should be. You just have first crack at using it, because it's near your door. So you have the first right to use that area. But it's not a bailus mamish. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba learns that it's talking to Yerushalmi, but Agamara disagrees. Agamara means you get it mamish. So it could be that this machlaikis by this Perid the Sufli is totally embedded. If you learn that it means you own it mamish, that your mamish owned the Dalet Amis, so then you have to learn it's only on one side. It doesn't make sense that you're going to get Dalet Amis all around this garbage hole. It doesn't make any sense. But if we're going to learn like Yerushalmi, then when it says you get Dalet Amis, it means you get the use of it. If you want to use it, you have to deem it to the other person. But the etzem, that area, still belongs to both. You don't learn like that, so then you can learn like Rashi, L'chol Rashi, all around the garbage dump, wherever you want, you get a right to use those dalaramas first if you need it to unload the garbage dump. You want to bring your animals to eat. So it's you're talking that this machlokes had a Taisha's Gemara. If L'chol Rashi Yirtza means like Rashi, mamish all around. Or like the Rajba means any one spot. It's totally in what it means you get it. If you get it for keeps, Rashi Taka doesn't make sense. Rashi Taka get only one spot. If you just get the use of it, so that makes sense like the way Rashi learned. You get any use of it in any area all around it that you want. But you can get that use. Yushalmi helps us a lot, because anybody who learns this Gemara, it's a clear, it should fit. We're not talking about a jigin. You're talking about a field that's 10 acres big. You give one person that one amas near his door. I understand. But the whole thing is only 8 amas, or near 8 amas. And you're giving one person, if he has a door, an extra dollar amas, and a garbage dump, an extra dollar amas. Anybody who learns this is matzviyah. What if you get an extra dollar amas? But Yushalmi, it's good. It only means that you get first crack at the use of the dalad amas. You don't have vilus to hold on to the dalad amas that you don't have. So although the Rashba is not nifa with this, he's told the Bavli doesn't hold this way, but Yushalmi is the stavrei tuma. It makes the whole makes everything look kosher. Amrecha, move on. Achsadra ein le dalad amas. What's an asajra? Yeah. Right. Well, it's saying that you only divide if it's 8 amos or more. It could be it's gigantic. It could be also, the Gemara is also talking by a chatzah that's mitzumtzum. We're saying that if you deduct the dollar amis of the Pesach and there's no 8 amis left, then you don't divide.
So Rashi says that he would go out of the doorway and you would get the pit and all different
sides.
The
Mashmah
was much bigger than 8 amis. The
Mashmah
is
so big. Yeah, I understand. There's a lot of area. But you know that the Gemara is not talking Dafka. You know the mice of the Gemara is talking. Even if after the period is Sufli, there's only Dal Amis is that Dal Amis was there. That's the Mishnah. Shalai? It's talking continuation that the father gave. The other way out is to say that. It's talking about when the father gave. And died in this moment. Okay. Amrafun. Achsadra ain't like Dal Amis. Time remind me Shampirik was sorry. The sadra is a area in front of a home which has only a roof, as the Gemara describes in Sukkah. And in that area, people don't put furniture. And since people don't put furniture, so you can unload your donkey there. You don't have to get rid of furniture. You don't bring animals. They're going to break it. But in a sadra, that you're not worried about. In fact, the Gemara must have a sheishes echad shari bati echad shari asadrois yeshlam dalad amis. Asadra also gets dalad amis. Chitanya hi basadra debeirav. It's talking about an asadra, which is a room with gigantic windows. In fact, the Gemara asadra debeirav shita. In fact, the Gemara journey mealyo. It's a regular room. El asadra room aisa. Asadra with low walls around it. If it has walls around it, so then it's like a room, and you get dalad amis. But here we're talking about a sadra that's open. Taktaisvis talks about stamach sadra emo defanis klal. Pirushrashi stamach sadra emo defanis klal. There's a nafkamina in Erevin and the sugi in Erevin. Erevin says, ki lasa l'shmo pi tikra v'dalad avo v'gimel islay pirush v'sadra she'emo defanis klal. Now, I know this is a strange sugya to all of you, but it's a very important sugya lahalacha. So I'd like to talk for a few minutes about one of the dinim in Hilchos Erevin. The ninth perek called Gargoyle is a very interesting perek. The whole perek is, I think, 4 or 5 blocks. And the whole perek is a bunch of machlois and Rav Shmuel. And a lot of the halachatika machlois, and one of the machlois has to do with the Arab in the Brooklyn, is there. And the machlois of Pitikra is there. Pitikra is an extremely important sugya. So let me tell you the idea, and I'll tell you how this Tosfos, or Tosfos B'Shem Rashi, is very nagel l'dina. Rashi and Tosfos are here arguing if a stamach sadra has 1 wall or 3 walls. What's a stamach sadra? Nafkamina is the following. What does Pitikra Yair V'Saisa mean? It means the edge of a beam. Yair V'Saisa is like a wall. In Hilchos Shabbos, there are a number of imaginary walls. Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. Pitikra Yair V'Saisa, Mechud Asik, Mechud Achis. What is Pitikra Yair V'Saisa? It's a din. That if you have a roof, just a roof, imagine a gazebo with no walls, just 4 poles in the corner and a roof. The edge of the roof, Pitikra Yair V'Saisa, means the edge of the roof is considered a wall. If you hold Pitikra Yair V'Saisa on 4 sides, as one Mandi Amade holds, then you can carry in such a thing as 0 walls. It's just a roof. As long as the edge of the roof is straight, you say Pitikra Yair V'Saisa, it's like you would have 4 walls. That's the din of Pitikra. There's a shaila in the Gemara and the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on how many walls do you say Pitikra Yair V'Saisa. The way Rashi Tosfos explains Rashi on Ibn Shmuel, you say Pitikra Yair V'Saisa, you don't say it on four sides. If you have, and we pass it that way, we don't pass. If you have, imagine a gazebo with no walls, just poles and a roof. La halacha, we don't say Pitikra Yair V'Saisa on 4 walls. If you don't have at least 1 solid wall, we don't say Pitikra. Rashi, Aliba de Shmuel, is explaining Shmuel. Rashi Shita is that you say Pitikra Yair V'Saisa as long as you have 1 wall, then you say Pitikra Yair V'Saisa. In other words, I'll be an example of this. Anybody know an example that comes up? There's one place where Pitikra comes up all the time, the Flatbush. Remember? By a roof that's overhanging a house. What? Let's say, for simplicity's sake, you have a rectangular house. Let's say this building. This building we're in is a rectangle. Now this building happens not to have an overhang, but let's imagine that it had a peaked roof which hangs over the edge of the building. If you stand under that peaked roof, you're out the woods, you're locked out of the building, but you're under that overhang. You're standing under the overhang. Are you in a Rosh HaSayachit? Are you in a place that has 4 walls around it? And that's fine. Let's say you want to carry out of your house under the overhang, and you want to carry something to the backyard. You're going to stay totally under what's hanging out, what's sticking out. So you have no air in your driveway. But you're going to be careful. You're going to take something out of your house, stay under that roof, and carry it to the back. So stay under the roof the whole time. Rashi Shita is that's okay. Because what's an asaja? It's 1 wall. And you say Pitikra on the other 3 sides. What are the other 3 sides? Imagine someone standing right outside this window, and it's not the 4th floor, it's the ground floor. Someone standing right outside the window, and there's an overhang. So he has 1 wall of the building. And on the other 3 sides, if he looks up, he sees the overhang, the edge of the overhang in front of him, and at the 2 ends of the building, and you would have Gimel Mechitzas from Pitikra, and then Hivinu Shaseyach. That is a kula that he could carry. But it's also a chumrah. Because when you build an Erev in a driveway, you put 2 poles and a string. Those poles, which are Tzuras HaPesach, have to be in the driveway. They can't be in the house. You can't make an Erev, a Yitzuras HaPesach, having a polling in the big room, and the string goes out the window, across the driveway, and in your friend's house, and you have a polling. It's not a Yitzuras HaPesach. Yitzuras HaPesach has to be like a doorway. It has to be in the driveway. According to Rashi, if you have a building such as this, a rectangular building, and you put a pole up against the building with a string, it's not a kosher element. Because that Yitzuras HaPesach, in the eyes of Halacha, are on the other side of a wall. And the Pitikra is Yarid V'Saisim. And your pole is inside the house, inside Rosh Hashiach. So like Rashi Shita, that's not good. If you have a mace in a house and you're standing outside, so that does not depend on mechitzas at all. Tumah only depends on roof. If you have a beam, okay, from the Mishnah Shabbos, somebody has a house and there's a beam going across, even if there are no walls, there's no pitikra, tumah travels under a beam. So Gamliel says tumah does not negate. You don't need mechitzas. Tumah just travels under a roof. If you have a tree, it brings tumah, even though there are no walls. There's no pitikra, but it brings tumah. So it's not a negate to tumah, but it's a negate to Shabbos. Now Tosis argues. Tosis holds the stamach sadra has three walls. And you always have pitikra on one side. According to Tosis, it would be a problem. Because in our houses, when you stand outside, you have no three walls, there's only the one wall. How do we pass it? So we don't pass like this Rashi, we don't pass like this Tosis, we pass like Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam holds that you say Pitikra if you have two walls, in between Rashi and Tosis. We pass it that you say Pitikra if you have two walls, real walls, you say Pitikra Yarim Tosis. Generally, before the summer, I give a shiur on Hilchos Erevin. Before the summer, I usually give a shiur on Hilchos Erevin again in the summer. And this I mention whenever I remember to, that building an Erev in a house depends on the configuration of the house. Someone in shul asks me a shaila, I tell them, I have to come to your house to look at it. Why? L'chaira, if the house is a rectangle, most houses are. There's no problem. You could put a lechi with a string because the lechi is under one solid wall and three pitikra walls. We don't say pitikra on three sides. However, sometimes there's a problem. For example, this may be negat to you. Let's say you have a house. Many houses in Flatbush have steps in the driveway. The steps are not in the front, they're in the driveway. Some houses have a chimney. Let's say you have a house. Here's your house. Right, here's the street. And here's the, this is the house. Here's the street. Here's the house, and here's the neighbor's house. And you want to put up a lefty here, a lefty here, and a string across. Right? And the house isn't overhead. So typically, there's only a problem with Rashi Shita. You say a three sides pitikra. You don't say a three sides pitikra with all that. Let's say this house has stairs over here. And the house has stairs and a landing in the driveway. Now, when you stand next to this lechi, how many real walls do you have? When you're under the overhang, a wall is only 10 feet high. When you're under the overhang, you have one wall solid, a second wall. Because this is built up more than 10 feet. If you have two solid walls, then we do say pitikra yarid v'saisim.
The front is not 10 feet high, the first step.
Okay, but eventually you have a mechitza. Right? If you would need this for a mechitza to be meant to carry, it would be good because this landing is 10 feet high. So when you're standing under it, you have two solid walls, and pitikra on the other two sides. Happens. Yeah, this is, or some houses have a chimney. The house, people don't realize they have it until you go look at it, and it sticks out a little bit in the middle where the chimney is. It sticks out on the side of the house. And by this lechi has two solid walls.
Is very fact considered
The train pie is usually not enough to be considered. It has to be at least three tefachim and a half. So now other houses are built into the garage, and it's built like this, then it's always a problem. Because then you have always two. So all these cases, you have a problem, but the answer.
Put a pole, it's going
up.
So then
you
attach to the house.
You protrude it into the driveway, and when you drive the car sometimes you make it off. So what I do when I come to these houses is I take it out and I stitch the lashing over here. Over here. I put the string across. And sometimes they don't like it, the house doesn't look so pretty anymore. Sometimes they have issues and they're okay with it. If I put it here, it's no problem. Over here, there's only one problem. But as long as it's here, problematic. All right, this is Erevin in Baba Basra. It's funny that the two shitas of Taisvis are not the shitas we have to like. Rashi shita is Stamach Sadra has one wall. They say if you pick on three sides. Taisvis shita is Stamach Sadra has like Gimel Mechitas. The same Pitikra on one. But we pass in a bit of time that if you have two solid walls, then we say Pitikra on two sides. So in theory it could be a kula. In Gemara's case it's a kula, you could carry there. Halacha l'maisa, it comes out to be a chumra because of this problem. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. Back to Baba Basra, because we have to keep on moving. Tana Rabbanan. Staying ahead of me? When I have a chance to finish, you have to try to shoot for about an omen a day. Which means you have to put in the time to do it. It requires... All you have to do is come on time. By 9:15. And then there's no problem. Tana Rabbanan. Beishar asajo umar pesas yesh lahem dalana. The entrance to Beishar. Beishar is an entranceway. Achsadra umarpeses. The Achsadra we just mentioned. Marpeses, you all know from Eretz Yisrael, umarpeses. Now, we actually have marpeses in the Gemara. It's not so much every porch. In Israel, I think every porch is called umarpeses. Umarpeses in the Gemara is like you have in the motels. A lot of the motels, you have stairs going up. And there's sort of an outdoor hallway. It's also a porch. It's not used as a porch. It's used as a hallway. And the motel rooms are in the country. Those are the motels they have. It's all the motel rooms. You can see the doors from the street. They open up onto this area that people walk. And that has one entrance out to the chatzah. And it's like a hallway. It is a hallway for everything else. Yesh lan dalan amas. Hayachad yishabat b'sukal merpesas eimla la dalan amas. Even if five apartments open to one marpesa, it gets dalanamis bovad, because into the street it only has dalanamis. And lamaisa, they alternate. They don't use those dalanamis all the time. It's just for unloading. You're not unloading all the time. So they alternate in using the dalanamis. Why me there, Rav Yechon and Rav Yan? Lul shal tam negoilim yesh lay dalanamis or yesh lay dalanamis. The entrance to a chicken coop that does or does not have Dalet Amis. Gemara says, Amalei, Taim Amai, Mishim Pirik Masai. Why do you need Dalet Amis to unload? Ach, Metafis Vayim, Metafis Vier. Chickens are mobile. They climb in and climb out themselves. You don't need room to unload. Yishanim will say, this is talking by a private house that has a chicken coop. If you go to a farm, a chicken farm, where they have a chicken coop, if somebody has a chatzar and he has a place where he raises hundreds of chickens, so then you do need dalet amis because you need the area for Pirik Masai. Gemara is talking about a private person who has such a chicken.
Pirik Masai, unloading the chickens.
Why me there, Rav Amar Nachman? By chetzi of Makura, the chetzi of Eini Makura. You have a house which is half. Has a roof, and half has no roof. Yesh lay dalet amis, ein lay dalet amis. Does he need dalet amis for Pirik Masai? Amalei, ein lay dalet amis. There's no question if the ceiling part is all the way in. Then you could, the fact is that people don't put furniture in a place where there's no roof. In your house, if you have part of the house that has no roof, you move your furniture out, it shouldn't rain on it. So, if you have a house, a part of the house has no roof, there's no furniture there, you could unload your animal there, because you're not afraid it'll do damage to anything. So, lightly boy, if the entrance area has no roof, that you could unload your animal there, elafilo kiryav, kiruyav klapichutz, even if the roofed area is towards the outside, efshedai l'kavoyim l'farik, you can take your animal all the way in, and if I said to walk through the furniture area is not a problem. And the unloading you could do in the uncovered area. Boimine rachuna mirabani. Echad b'nei bavi shatikish lahazir pischay. The part of the house that has no roof has no furniture. That's a rashi. In that case, the back does. So, seems to walk your animal through the place that has furniture is fine, just to pass through. But to unload there, that needs more place, and that you don't, you're afraid you'll do damage. One of the B'nai Mavi wants to open a door to a different Mavi. It says, again, you have to picture the closest thing you have to this is bungalow colonies. You have two neighboring bungalow colonies. Someone has a bungalow situated smack between the two colonies. His door opens into one Mavi. He now wants to open a door in the back of his house into another Mavi. B'nai Mavi, ma'akfin alav. Could the B'nai Mavi stop him, or can't they stop him? So here, again, there's a machlokes rishonim, what's taich B'nai Mavi, ma'akfin alav. Rashi learns, members of the other Mavi, could they stop him? They're saying, look, we don't want to give up use of our Mavi. You're going to open a door, you're going to get down with Amis. You'll walk through our Mavi, we don't want you. So could they be makabut, can't they? So he said they might be makabut, makes a lot of sense. That's Rashi Shita. The other Rishonim hold that that's really a pshita, that you can't go into a mavi without permission. The Gemara wouldn't discuss that. So the Muki Yosef learns that this means that the B'nai Mavi, where he has presently an odor to, they want to stop him. Because if he opens the door to the other Mavi, there's going to be much more traffic in their Mavi. People are going to come in through there and go out through here. He'll have his friends, he'll use it as a shortcut. So that, the Gemara, is a much bigger chiddush, like the other Rishonim. It's a chiddush that the B'nai Mavi could stop someone from opening the door in a way that increases the traffic into their Mavi. Now, what right do they have? That's a chiddush.
Same thing. People from the other Mavi are different. Holding back there,
the same chiddush because of traffic. True, the other ones also, but that's a smaller chiddush. The other Mavi could stop him. These Rishonim hold this pshita. You never had rights in this Mavi. Chiddush is even the Mavi where he has rights.
Is there any difference between saying one
and
saying the other?
Well, Rashi may well disagree with the other pshat. Rashi may hold that in your own Mavi, what time could they have on you? They can't limit how much traffic you have through your house. Tremendous chiddush, the other Rishonim, that I could limit the amount of traffic into the Mavi. I have a house. Why can I limit? Just as we find such a thing, that a member of a Mavi in a place where it's not the derech to have a business can't suddenly open a business because he increases the traffic. This comes up very often in Flatbush too. Somebody lives in a residential block and they open up a business in their basement as a shviach. And suddenly there's a lot of traffic there. There's a lot of cars there and people coming by. Shulchan Aruch says, I don't know how it works in Brooklyn, Shulchan Aruch says that you can stop them. If they come by day, you can't stop them. If they come in the evening, you can stop them. So, you're increasing the traffic. So that seems to be this Gemara, like those we show. Achsanya.
Well, that only will happen the same thing.
It seems to be the same thing. seem to be the same thing that says in Shulchan Aruch. There is a shaila when there are, if you live in a neighborhood, and in the neighborhood there's a building code. There are rules. Certain areas of Flatbush are allowed to have commercials, some not. Whether in halacha we view that, when you build a building, when you buy a building, you're buying it subject to the previous agreement. What's a building? What are the building regulations? If members of an area get together and they request certain rules, they get it. So it means there's askama from everybody in this area. So there's askama, the marshal in my area is that you can build up to 6-story building. People have a taina. I don't want a 6-story building. It's not a taina because that is an agreement. There's already an agreement that exists that you can do it. If you go against the rules, you break the rules. So, it's different.
But the government can change their rules since you bought your house.
The government could change. Typically, this is a local thing. Usually, it's just changed by us government of the people. And everyone's masking, that's the rule.
I'm saying since you bought you're not necessarily a masking. When you were masking, it could have been different rules.
The halacha is that when you buy a house, you buy it with the conditions of the previous owner. The previous owner has a shared driveway, you can't buy it and say, I don't want to share it, I want to build a wall down there. You can't, because you can only sell explicit that you have. I think it says in Shulchan Aruch that in yeshiva you can't stop. That in yeshiva, which I don't know if we didn't have time to see yeshivas open up. We have an ob corner at yeshiva when they started building. It was a simcha, someone brought it a simcha, and we were all sitting together. And we all made a heskim that nobody was going to do anything to stop the yeshiva because we were talking. How people want to stop the yeshiva from going up in their neighborhood because of parking. It's true, parking is much harder when they're in yeshiva. Especially nowadays, if they finish parking their cars. But it's a school. Aksanya.
Most people
have to pay this. I don't know why. They're so worried. The house will get sold. The house value is going to go down. The Baruch Shalom runs the house value usually. Doesn't figure out how the house prices go up. Okay. More or less, God runs that. I don't know. It's a stinginess when people are so worried. They're worried they can sell the house in 25 years and there's an issue on the block and so it goes down. For yeshiva, you're supposed to have a good eye. It's all attitude. It's all attitude. People can talk themselves into anything. Achsanya. Lefib nei adam mischalekes, lefib sachim mischalekes. Again, the way Rashi learns, it means that the king is sending his army in and people have to take care of the army. How does the neighborhood divide the responsibility? According to people or according to doors? I'm not sure what the svara is. Tayin amichachi. Zevel shebechatz mischalekes lefitzachim asayin lefidei b'nei adam. Now this zevel thing is hard to understand. What is zevel? Rashi says zevel is the garbage that's thrown out of a house, thrown out, and later they're going to divide the zevel, as Rashi say, the zevel asodos. They're going to divide this garbage that was thrown out. So the guy doesn't have his own pair of the sufli. There's one public area where they throw in the garbage. So it gets divided when they divide the garbage. The zevel, the fertilizer, gets divided with lefi psachim. I don't understand this. How much garbage gets thrown out of your house? According to the number of doors? According to the number of people in the house? It doesn't make sense to me. Zevel, I understand, lefi b'nei adam. There's a garbage dump. How did the garbage get there? Everyone contributed. So you divide by people, I understand. You divide by doors?
Someone throws it, the zevel becomes happier.
Zevel belongs to the chatz, to b'nei chatz.
Yes, so it belongs to the people of the chatz. If I have more, doors, I have more bailos in the chatz, and have more bailos in the zevel.
That's Rashi's lashon. Rashi says, "Lezabel asar, lefish derech hapsachim ishlichu sham." That's your nasa sashba. Because it got thrown out through the door. And Rashi, I think, because you're kind of half there.
You think more people
you have,
the more doors you
open. You assume the more doors, the more. Maybe sometimes you have a family with two children, sometimes you have a family with 10 children. When they bought the house, they don't have any children now. Maybe in those days you open doors according to the need. The Sman Shulchan Aruch brings some from Yishayim that this doesn't mean dividing the garbage, but collecting the garbage and disposing of it. We're talking about trash collection. How do you divide the cost of trash collection? According to people or according to doors? The Sman learns that this is talking about collecting the garbage. Right, the collecting garbage should also be according to how many people throw out garbage. Not according to how many doors there are. Here it could be the shot is this. When you throw out the garbage, you're being liyapa the chatzah. Why do you get rid of the garbage? Because the chatzah is full of garbage, you need to clean. So it's not pshat that people throw out garbage have to pay for the garbage. Pshat is people who own a chatzah have to divide the cost of the chatzah. The cost of beautifying the chatzah. How much does it cost to beautify a chatzah? So that is divided by lufi apsachim. So that we understand. And that pshat is a little better than cleaning up the garbage, not dividing the garbage. A little better. Rashi needs a hesper. But it's the end of his man. We have to go to Chipazon. So we'll move on. If somebody has a pshat, let me know. I don't have a pshat. In Rashi. Amrachon. Echa b'nei mavi shabika shlustai neged pischai b'nei mavi ma'akten Allah. A person has Dalar Amos opposite his door. He wants to put up a wall around the Dalar Amos. B'nei mavi ma'akten Allah shamar ba'alei m'saderech. Because now you can't walk through, you have to go around. Even though it's a mashu of a tircha. How much of a tircha is it? Good stuff. Like Gemara Meisvei, Chamish Chatzeres, Pesuchas Lamavi. If you have five Chatzeres open to a Mavi, one built behind the other, further from the street. Kula Mishtam Shisa Machitzayna. Everyone can walk past the outer one. Machitzayna Mishtam Shis La'asma. The person in the outer one, you can't go into the Mavi, you can only go outwards. The same thing with all of them. Hashar mishtamshes a mashmiya, mashmiya mishtamshes la'atzmon, mishtamshes ha-matitzayim. Each one could use as a passageway what's in front of it in the mob. We're not talking about a chatzah that people sit out. We'll hear about a mobley. Nimsis penimis mishtamshes la'atzmon, mishtamshes and kolachas la'atzmon. Okay, the difference between a mobley and a chatzah is that a chatzah is a place where people sit out in their beach chairs and they're comfortable. And a mobi is only used for transit, for going through. It's an alleyway of chatzeres. So that mobi you can only use for passing. And wherever you are, towards the street, you can't go back. So first the Gemara, how can any ben hamobi be ma'akiv on the others? The one who's the most inside, no one can stop him. He has private use of his area. The Gemara says you're right. According to this Braisa, the one who's the most inside has private use of his area, he can build walls. But Tanoihi, this din, that you can only use your Mavi and outward, is itself a Machlaikis Tanan, Ditanya. Echav in Ne'a Mavi, Shabikir Shahazat Tiskay Lamavi Acher. One of the Reisha is not with Negeatos, it's for Adam. One of the Ne'a Mavi, you wanted to open up a door to a second Mavi, Ne'a Mavi Machan Mavi. Hayasasu Mubikir Shapaisai. It was originally a door, got locked up, and he just wants to reopen it. Ain't been Abba Bimakasa. They were ready. Shimon Elazar, I'm there. Shimon Elazar jumps to a new topic. Chamesh Chatzeres, Pesuch Islamavi, Kula Mishtam Shislamavi, Zu, Im Zu. He says, no, if you have a Mavi, anyone can use the whole Mavi. Even if you're more outward, you could go inward and use the Mavi. Chatzeres, Mande Kashimayu. What's going on? Rebbe is talking about B'nai Mavi Makhvin Allah. But suddenly you talk about a chatzah with five, a Mavi with five chatzeres? Chatzeri Mechzer Vachita. The Chen Chamesh Chatzeres of Suchas Lamavi. The Tanakama holds Kulam Mishtam Shizamachi Tzayim Echaz Mechzayim Mishtam Shizamachi. Tanakama holds in your Mavi you can only use the ones that are more outward and not the ones that are more inward. Shem Ralazayim the Chamesh Chatzeres of Lamavi Kulam Mishtam Shizamachi. That everyone could use the whole Mavi. So this is a machlaikis again. If it wouldn't be late for this man try to figure out the lamdus, what's the shayla lamdus, how people get use of a mavli. But like I said, hey guys, we're trying to cover something. I'd rather spend time in your Beis Amid Aleph, which has more kolis, thicker sugyas. So this is this. And I'm not going to learn the whole Yud Beis Amid Aleph tomorrow. So don't worry, but at least half of it I have to learn, because we have four more days of shiur. So please put in the time, stay ahead of me. I arrange that these daven have very few tises in, so that you can keep up. So please try to keep up.